I'm not like them, but I can pretend. I think I'm dumb, maybe just happy. I think I'm dumb.
All right, welcome back, everyone, to Thoughts and Prayers.
What's up?
I tried to be a little more enthusiastic that time because last time I didn't really give it to you guys. So.
Welcome to the Thoughts and Prayers. I don't know what that was about.
I don't know either. I have no idea either. Anyway, I will not be bringing that energy. I think I was trying to, well, it doesn't even matter, whatever. how are you doing, A?
I'm pretty good. Pretty good. Just coming off toddler spring break.
Did they enjoy their spring break? Did you do an Easter egg hunt or anything like that?
Oh yeah. We did. We had double trouble. So we had like multiple locations of Easter egg hunts. So
I figured.
Yeah. So yeah, lots of eggs.
Did you buy Easter eggs?
We did.
You did all of it.
We did everything imaginable. Anything you could conceive of with Easter
except
eggs.
Except for the church.
Yeah, we didn't do that part.
Would your kids even sit through church? Probably not.
No, definitely not the little one, the 18-month-old.
Yeah.
So, but I, honestly, my daughter is like obsessed with this church in our neighborhood. And every time she walks past it, she asks if we can go inside and stuff. So I think at some point we will take her there because she's like, and it is a nice church. It's like a beautiful Catholic church. So
you're being good lib parents too. Like you waited until she showed an expressed like you're not trying to shove.
Well, it would be completely arbitrary if we went. I mean, because neither my wife or I is like affiliated to any type of church. So it'd be, I mean.
Yeah, but I'm just saying she's just like intrigued by, I mean, W for Catholics that they build like beautiful churches, you know.
It is way better than like the Protestant or whatever churches, which just look like community center rec rooms or whatever.
I know. When I was in Switzerland, we were in this little town and we passed like the Catholic church, which honestly was like very spooky looking. But we passed that and then we passed the Protestant church and it was like really, really terrifying. It was like a white, like just block. Like there was nothing, like there was no decorative sense of like any kind, you know?
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know what that's all about. Like here, even, I don't know, like all the churches are, I mean, there's some nice ones, I guess, that maybe aren't Catholic, but. Yeah, they just, the most of the like other types of churches are just like literally like looks like a school building or something, you know, like a municipal building.
Well, that's what Protestantism was all about. They were like, the Catholics are too
ostentatious or something.
Yeah, ostentatious. God said to pray meekly, you know, humbly.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I feel like you could just like have better lighting or something, you know.
Yeah. I mean, or like not have a fog machine, you know?
Right. Yeah. Yeah. So the Catholics are too ostentatious, but then you have like the mega churches where it's like a crazy production and.
Yeah, I think it's good. I think the Catholic churches, I mean, when I go to church, I feel kind of relaxed by all the ceremony because there's no moment of like, it's like kind of like the routine thing. Like I know as someone who's been to Catholic mass hundreds and hundreds of times and was forced to go as a child, like I know exactly what's going to happen at each beat, you know. Uh-huh. I'm not going to be thrown for a loop. I'm not going to be asked to kind of like put hands on someone or, you know what I mean? Like all the other unknowns that could happen in another type of church. It's just,
yeah,
like pretty straightforward.
Standing up and sitting down when they tell you to and stuff.
Yeah, yeah. I also like with my OCD, I feel like the best way to pray is to literally just say the Lord's Prayer.
I feel that.
Because if I start saying my
tried and true
version of prayers, like easily like kind of ribbon off into like OCD rumination thoughts. But if I just stick to the Lord's Prayer, it's like simple, pretty much covers all your bases. Protect me and my loved ones kind of vibe, which is, you know, the best thing to pray for, I would argue.
For sure.
Anyway, I guess since we last talked, I went to Nicki Minaj with Basil. Oh, we talked about that in the AIDS one, which people will just listen to. All right, you can go back and listen to my Nicki Minaj stories. I met KB. Shout out to KB. We didn't really get to talk about that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I got to meet another Twitter mutual IRL, so that was fun.
Yeah, shout out KB.
We went to a indoor smoking bar, which was fun to smoke indoors, but my clothes are actually, they're the ones in a pile behind me in the guest room, because I have to take them all in to get dry cleaned, because they still reek, like absolutely reek of cigarettes. So I thought a lot about that. I was talking with Basil about that on the drive back. I was like, when everyone smoked everywhere, did like everything just smell like cigarettes? Probably.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, people smoked inside their own houses if they were smokers, you know.
But my hair is short, as you can tell. And even my hair, I could tell, smelled like it.
Yeah, I mean, you take a shower and it goes away.
You know? I watched it like two or three times. It was stressing me out. Like I was in the same shower, but I like washed my hair until I stopped smoking. Any sort of smoke like hovering around my head. But anyway, Boston has one place you can smoke. I forget what it's called, so I can't even help everyone. But
is it? It's just a regular bar that you can smoke in there.
It's like a cigar bar.
Oh, but do they serve booze?
Yeah.
Okay. Interesting.
So they do have booze and they have cigars, but you can smoke any. Well, I guess not weed, but you can smoke any tobacco product you want in there. So lots of people were smoking cigs. I think I saw one guy with like an old-fashioned D pipe. And then lots of dudes smoking cigars, which honestly, like, I don't want to be annoying, but it does kind of look gay. They like hold it out like this and they're like, you know what I mean? Like, that's what it looks like.
Kinda. I mean, it is, you know, a bit phallic.
But yeah.
I like cigars.
There was lots of groups of dudes with like probably their wives, I guess, or girlfriends smoke, and the guys were smoking cigars and the girls just weren't smoking anything. They were just sitting there.
Yeah, it seems like more of a dude thing, to be honest. They have some cigar bars in my area too. Though it's BYOB, because I think that's what I was asking, because the law here is like you can only do it if like 80% of your revenues comes from tobacco sales, so they can't sell booze.
This place had a regular bar, open interesting bar. not open bar, but regular full bar, I guess is the right word. Not open,
yeah,
bar.
But there's never any women there, or there'll be like one chick, just like a grizzled kind of like dykey, you know, and she'll be like chilling smoking by herself. But yeah, no, it seems predominantly to be like a bro. And over where I'm at, it's some an Afro-American predominant. Yeah.
No, this had kind of a frat boy and frat girl vibe, but probably because it was right in the middle of this seemingly, I don't know Boston well, but it was right in the middle of like a seemingly like bar-y, Italian restaurant-y type of street that seemed very like touristy and go out-y.
Gotcha.
And the waitresses were hot. They had like hot young like waitresses. So it had sort of also like a Hooters element, I would say. There was like a low hanging top kind of element vibe to the waitresses, you know?
Yeah. So maybe that helped KB stay straight, even though he was with you and Basil.
There was another straight guy with us too. Nice. So it was 50-50. Yeah. Well, I wanted to talk today about, I thought we could mention we tweeted about it, but we didn't really talk about our, what's it called? Something programming.
Predictive programming.
We did that episode a while ago, and now, well, there's a few things I wanted to bring up to it about that. First, I wanted to bring up the bridge, because now we've had a big boat crash, which we said when we watched Leave the World Behind, the film produced by the Obamas, that all this stuff was going to start to happen. So
yeah, I was pretty taken aback. It didn't hit me initially, but obviously the bridge thing was crazy and just like so sus, and like I don't know if you, I'm sure you watched the video at this point, but like it's absurd. And in the like sped up versions of it, it's easier to see. But like the boat, after the power cuts off, it makes like an insane, like hard turn in order to hit the bridge at the appropriate position. So, I mean, obviously something was going on with that. And I knew that, but
did you know they're still in there?
What's still in there?
The Indians.
The Indians?
The 20 Indian dudes who are like manning the boat.
Oh.
They're still on the boat.
Why? What?
I don't know. Like a day ago, it was in the New York Times that they're still trapped on the boat and like no one cares because they're Indian.
I didn't realize there were any Indians or what. I didn't know any of that. So there's
3 hours ago, 20 Indian crew members are still trapped on this ship a week after U.S. bridge collapse.
Wow.
They're still in there.
Is that all who was on the ship to begin?
That's all who was on the ship. It's 21 crew members of the ship's name is Dali. D-A-L-I. Oh my God, why is this? I love when my computer starts not working right when I wanted to. And they're, I guess they were, they have enough, the crew have enough food and water to supply the ship. So it's not like a serious situation. But yeah, they're like, they can't get them out, I guess.
What? I don't understand. Why can't they get them out? I mean,
I don't know, because I mean, I'm even looking at a picture of it right now, and it seems like they could just literally walk onto the like hull of the ship and just be taken off the boat.
Yeah, so right. Or use a helicopter or something. I don't really get it.
So yeah, I guess they provided them at this point with Wi-Fi hotspots, so they can entertain. I guess
Netflix
they can watch
and
porn.
Chill. Yeah.
Yeah. I guess they're like, okay, this kind of makes sense. I guess the boat isn't damaged so badly that it's unusable. So they're trying just to get the boat freed, I guess, so these dudes can just keep on with their mission.
Huh. Okay. I mean, okay. Yeah. So anyways, I just
thought it was funny no one was talking about how they're still just...
Yeah, no, I hadn't really heard any... And the other thing that kind of that emphasized that it was like a psyop-y thing is just like how... Because when we were on this spring break, we went on a little trip in a hotel and like watching TV, which I otherwise never really do. But just like flipping on all the channels, it was like it was like what everybody was talking about. They're showing the video of it over and over again. And so it's just very much the classic kind of media, you know, event. And you do have to wonder why. And yeah, but I didn't make initially the connection to that movie until I don't even know. I think it was seeing like the video of it. What up, thotties? It's your boy A, aka Low IQ Moron. Hope you enjoyed the 5-minute preview. If you want to check out the rest of the episode, you can give us a little subby at Substack, thoughtsprayers.substack.com. $5 a month, and you can support the groundbreaking first ever one gay, one straight podcast, and hear all about the satanic elites and weird conspiracies and all the other good stuff we talk about. So yeah, check out the Substack. Love you all. Peace.